Good evening, Dr. Schnee, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilators for Armstrong James Waltz, W-A-L-T-S. This goes to the VA. On 5/18/23, Mr. Waltz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort and normalization of airflow period. In paragraph impression, probable normal study with improved effort after bronchodilators. Period. When compared to a study data 10-6-22, there's been marked improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study with no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study. Next, six-minute walk test on Ruben Velez. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/18/23, Mr. Velez performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating and room air saturation was 97% period. After walking 588 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97% period in a paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Woodrow Taylor. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 5/18/23, Mr. Taylor performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction and no bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/3/22, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E. Stephenson, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N, this goes to Dr. Crane. On 5/18/23, Mrs. Stephenson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression, normal pulmonary function. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Randolph Stanley. This goes to Dr. Price. On 5/18/23, Mr. Stanley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, it was poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/15/22. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Courtney Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E. This goes to Dr. McDowell. On 5/18/23, Mrs. Steele performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Courtney Steele. This goes to Dr. McDowell. On 5/18/23, Mrs. Steele performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 445 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.